At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Help me feel better. 1-800-330-9999. What's the most amount of money you've ever had to pay in taxes? You can call or text. Raven, tax season for me is always like a terrible time of year because not only do we always somehow have to pay.
Always.
Always.
I mean, every year since the time that I've known you, you've had to pay every single year.
And there's a lot of reasons for that because like I work at a, you know, I teach boot camps.
I don't care about
Zumba.
Your explanations. You have to pay.
I always have to pay. And my husband constantly reminds me that it's my fault that we always have to pay.
Oh, okay.
But also, it becomes a stressful time because in addition to having to cut the checks to wherever they have to go and all that, it's always the time to scrutinize every penny I've spent over the last year because he's going through every single receipt and every debit card purchase and every credit card purchase.
All the evidence is there laid to bear.
Yeah,
there's no hiding from it at this point.
No.
I have a very different experience with my taxes. You know, I love tax season. I've had to pay a couple times. I think the most I ever had to pay was something like $5,000 or $6,000. I had a really tough year one time with the taxes. But other than that, you know that I'm ultra creative when it comes to my taxes. Mm-hmm. This year, I don't even know what I'm getting back. But my CPA talked with my wife and told him that we're getting something back. We're getting a refund, but he's now cleaning his pool and other things after tax season closed. Because we were late to the game. So he filed an extension for us this time.
I think it's weird that your accountant filed an extension because he's busy cleaning the pool.
He's got to clean his pool. He needed a day off, something about his dog, and he wanted to clean his house and something. Right. I'm sure he didn't sleep over the last 2-3 weeks because, you know, as we know, everybody waited till the last minute this year. We got an extension.
Yes.
The whole nation got an extension. So everybody was like, oh. I'll do it in the last 10 days.
See, I always feel that when they did the extension, I go, if you're getting a refund, no, you remembered to file it back, like when you were supposed to do it.
You would think, but right. I didn't have the energy this year. But, you know, I've had some friends. I had a friend last year, he paid $23,000.
That is crazy.
$23,000. So he owns a trucking company, and, you know, he had a pretty good year, but really just the first year where he was totally out on his own. So $23,000. So this year, he invented his own garage, like with its own stationery and its own work orders and all that stuff. So anytime that his truck gets anything done or whatever, he writes it off to a garage that doesn't actually exist.
That seems incredibly
it's
illegal.
A true story, and I'm not going to say his name. He also told me that he has a receipt sharing policy now with one of his other friends.
Also illegal.
Yes. So they share receipts on anything that they've paid cash on. They're like, nobody knows. What? And I was like,
somebody will find out.
I mean, he might, maybe, but I don't know. I mean, they've got a ghost garage somewhere with invoices and everything.
See, this is what makes me so scared about taxes. It's like, you got to roll those dice. And even like how you said before, I like to get creative. You know what creative means?
Right.
Illegal. That's what it means.
Listen, if you're going 50% on your cable bill, is that really the worst thing ever? You didn't invent a garage.
You don't have
an account on an offshore island.
Yep. And it always, every year, it's the same conversation with my husband. He'll start at a high amount.
That's right.
And he'll say, I got to go through it a few more times. And then magically, it comes down.
It gets lower.
And I'm like, but where did you find this stuff?
Oh,
you know?
It's out there. You can grab it.
All right. 1-800-330-9999. How much did you have to pay in taxes? Did you make up a fake garage that does work? That's ridiculous.
It's kind of brilliant, though.
Okay. For some people, tax season is great because you're going to get your refund. You're going to put it towards a vacation, maybe do some home projects around the house.
You just like the game of it, you know, to see what you've got. Maybe we're going to go out shopping.
Or you're like me, where every year you got to pay. Somehow, you don't know how. And I don't understand. Like, my husband is constantly yelling about W-4s, and I think it's like a made-up thing that he's talking about.
No,
you know?
No, these are real things. W-4s, W-2s, right? I mean, they all exist. You should figure out how they work.
Yep, I guess.
Might get a better result next time.
Maybe.
I usually do well, but I've had bad years. Last year, a friend of mine paid $23,000, so he invented a fake garage.
That seems very illegal. Very, very illegal.
Well,
make me feel better. How much did you have to pay in taxes? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
One year we won a pretty big sum of money and then got hit with a $20,000 tax bill.
Oof.
Was it like the lottery or like
a casino? Yeah, it was quite a emotional roller coaster, shall we say. Winning and then the right. drop of owing the taxes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
How much did you win that you had to pay $20,000 in taxes?
Kind of would rather not say, if that's okay.
That's fine, but what was it on? Was it on a table game? Was it on slots? Just like, I want to know, how'd you win?
Video poker, but I'm not going to say which machine I was on.
Okay.
You know, those video poker people, they always say that you can make money. It's the most consistent bet, actually, if you're playing to pay your bills. But I never win on that stuff.
I never win because they're always at the bar. And then I just start drinking, and then I start paying attention. I feel like they do that on purpose. They're like, you know what? Put the video poker ones at the bar so that nobody will win. But the excitement of winning, man, that's awesome. That's like a once-in-a-lifetime kind of feeling.
If you could just stay in that moment for the rest of time, then you would have been fine. Right?
Totally.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the most you ever paid in taxes?
You know, my first year out of college, I sold real estate, and it was at the height of that boom. And I had no idea what I was doing and didn't pay attention to, like, quarterly taxes and didn't know they weren't taking taxes out of my check.
Uh-oh.
And my first tax bill was $28,930. So, yeah, I learned my lesson very, 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 very quickly.
Oh, that it sneaks up on you for real estate because they don't take those taxes and you think it's just, like, money in the bank. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute.
Wait.
You want it all now? That doesn't make sense.
I mean, if you paid $28,000 in taxes, you made quite a bit. You were rolling in the money.
It was the boom.
I mean, you had to know sooner or later somebody was going to come for a piece of that. Come on.
Yeah, I learned.
Mm-hmm. He just thought I was going to be rich the rest of my life. Look at me. Another closing. I'm rich.
Mm.
Hannah and Raven, how much is the most you ever paid for your taxes?
My wife is a small business owner, and a lot of her business is cash. So when we started calculating everything, it looked like it was going to be like $6,000. But I got aggressive, and I started looking at deductions, and I got it down to $3,600.
That's what you
got
to do, buddy. You got to get aggressive.
When
here's
people,
the thing.
No, stop it. When people say they're getting aggressive, Raven,
yes.
That means that's when you start making stuff up on your taxes.
No, I would have got more aggressive.
Okay.
I'm telling you right now, I'll turn that $3,600, I'll turn that frown right upside down,
mm-hmm.
All right? They might have got $300 back on that report right there. You got to get aggressive.
Aggressive.
Was
cheating.
Your CPA telling you? Did he just keep repeating? I told you quarterly. You got to do it quarterly because that's what my guy always says.
I mean, you'd be surprised what you can find in between the lines, man.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
In between the lines and aggressive are things you should not say when you're talking about your taxes.
Well, good thing you're not an IRS auditor.
All right.
This is Rick Burgess from The Rick Burgess Show. If you're still auto-renewing your car insurance without shopping around, you are probably throwing money away. I'm telling you, go check out Insurify. In about 2 minutes, totally free, you can compare quotes from over 100 companies all in one place. Now, here's what I love. Insurify actually monitors your rates and alerts you when prices drop, so you never miss out on a better deal. Millions of people have used it to stop overpaying, and there's no reason you shouldn't too. Do yourself a favor. See what you can save right now at Insurify.com.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.